With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero. More than 300 farmers, businessmen, and local and state leaders gathered in Clovis today to talk about drought and how to use water more wisely at the 2014 Water Technology Conference. David Zoldowski is the director of the International Center for Water Technology at Fresno State that put the event together.
Water is a shared resource for the state, and we've moved water long distances to meet water needs, but also we're trying to make sure that locals have a lot of say in their water future.
The center hopes the event brings state and local leaders together to solve California's water issues. Kalmir Gavechi is the division manager for the Department of Water Resources.
We're really looking to the regions to come up with those solutions and then tell us how we can best help them be successful.
In the exhibit hall lined with water-affiliated companies, Sanjar Taromi pitches those walking by a wastewater treatment system using multiple layers of rock.
A layer of wood shaving and a layer of redworms and their manure, which is called worm castings. And what happens is we take wastewater and we sprinkle it on top of these beds, and it takes 4 hours from when it hits to come out clean.
BioFiltro recently launched a pilot program with the Westside town of Firebaugh to turn U-City water into H2O for agricultural purposes. And in order to make that water drinkable for Firebaugh's residents, additional water purification will be needed. But even so, the multiple speakers pointed out that it will take more than a conference and roundtable discussions to solve California's water woes. They say prompt action is needed. This is Valley Public Radio News.